And let's see who's going to be doing the kicking duties here. It looks like it'll be Johnny Palmateer. So he'll run up to the line and we'll kick it deep. The Eagles will field it. Goes through the hands there of the receiver. He goes back to the 10-yard line. He's going to try to work his way back out. Gets some nice yardage up to the 20. And that was going to be Nick Thomas. Lost it for a split second, but did a good job to recover.
Yeah, Nick Thomas did a little extra running there, but did pick up 10 yards after he picked up the ball at the 10. So they will start their possession at the 20-yard line.
So the Eagles in the white tops, the purple pants, and the black helmets will be going right to left to start the third quarter. Sydney's in the all gray with the maroon and white trim, the gray helmets with the Sydney S in maroon on the side. And let's see if they can lock down a little bit on defense, especially on some of those deep balls, which really allowed the Eagles to get back in this game. So 19-14. Sydney scored 19 straight points, and then it was 14 unanswered by the Eagles to cut that lead down right before the half. Sutherland's going to throw to the outside. He's got Thomas complete, brought down at the knees on the outside there by Harrington. Pickup of about 5.
Real nice tackle in space right there by Mr. Harrington. Got the receiver in the flat. Gain of 3, second down and 7.
So going to be about a second and 7, as Tim said. I thought maybe he reached for a little more, but got about 3 yards there, and so let's see what the Eagles do. Now that the score's a little closer, do they burn some clock? Do they work things up here? Let's see. Did get an out-of-town score update that Walton has taken the lead over Tioga in the third quarter, 14-13.
Wow.
So
third quarter.
Here is Sutherland, bounces to the outside, wants to throw on the run. He's got a man. It's complete at the 45 to the 50. The Eagles are into Sydney territory at the 43-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Sutherland finds Hunter Haynes. And a great reception there, and the Eagles have found something that'll work.
Yeah, nice little play right there. The quarterback did a little pump fake, and the defender for the Warriors bit on it, and the defender just ran right by him.
And Sutherland, boy, when he gets in space, he's got that little flick of the wrist. Makes it look real, real easy, floating it right in there. So 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 19-14. Eagles with the ball going right to left. They're in Sydney territory at the 43. Haynes is in motion. Sutherland, the QB, rolls to his right, looking to throw, tucks it now. Now pulls it back out, wants to throw, has to throw it out of bounds. Nobody was open.
Nobody open on the play, so he did the right thing, running out of real estate, just threw the ball away.
So 10:56 to go, third quarter. It's 19-14, Sydney on top here in the opening game of the 2019 season against Spencer Van Etten-Kander. Waiting for the Eagles back in the huddle. Of course, they started this game with Matt Byrne at QB. James Sutherland was in the backfield. They've since switched it up, and Sutherland is at QB, and he's been using Byrne as a wide receiver who's made a couple of nice catches. That has made the world of difference here for the Eagles. Here is Sutherland, wants to hand off. We'll have a flag on the play. Believe it's going to be on the Eagles.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a... No. Oh, no. Encroachment against the Warriors. So it's going to cost the Sydney Warriors 5 yards. It'll be second down and 5.
Okay, so the Warriors, with a little mental mistake there, give Spencer Van Etten-Kander a free 5 yards with 10:55 to go in the third quarter. It's Sydney 19 and the Eagles of Spencer Van Etten-Kander with 14. So the Eagles now have the ball spotted on the 38-yard line. Sutherland directing some traffic, 2 wide receivers to each side, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Man in motion is Haynes. And here is the snap to Sutherland, wants to throw over the middle, tucks it, now he throws, he's got a man, and this one is knocked down. No, a complete catch, sliding down to the 5-yard line for Alex Morris. He had a man draped all over him and somehow made the play.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Real lot of time for the quarterback, just stayed back there and just waited and waited for the receiver to clear. As soon as he cleared, he threw the ball out to about the 5-yard line.
And so now the Eagles knocking on the door, and they're looking to try to take the lead here, as they'll have a first down and goal to go early in the third quarter, as they got the ball to start the second half. And so this will be Sutherland with 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Here's the snap. Wants to throw to the right, throws out into the flat, finds Haynes, and he is knocked down by 2 Sydney Warriors, gain of maybe 2 on the play.
Yeah, a little swing pass out to the right side, and not much of a gain on first down. We'll bring up second down and go the goal from about the, I'm going to say 7.
Yeah, I would say just outside the 5, about the 7-yard line here for the Eagles. They're taking their time, making sure they get the play from the sideline. No need to rush if you're Spencer Van Etten-Kander here in this situation. 9:55 to go, third quarter. Warriors 19, Eagles 14. It's been a back-and-forth affair here. Waiting for the snap. Sutherland is in the shotgun. He's got a man in motion. Sutherland dropped the ball, and he's going to have to try to tuck it and run. Lost it. Sidney fell on it. He couldn't pick it up in time. Let's see what the officials say. And it's going to be Sidney Ball.
Yeah, Sidney Ball.
Wow. Huge play there by the Warriors.
He tried to make the athletic play and picked the ball up and dropped it again, and the Warriors were there to recover the fumble. So they'll turn over on down, or not turnover on the fumble.
So as Tim said, he dropped the initial snap, and instead of just falling on it, we talked about it earlier, he tried to make the athletic play, pick it up. It's getting a little colder. Ball's probably a little slipperier out there. Lost it, and Sidney pounced on it. Great job by the Warriors. 9:35 to go in the third quarter, and now Sidney will get the ball for the first time in the second half going left to right, and we'll see if the Sidney offense can get those gears moving again.
Yeah, this should definitely give him a little momentum. I mean, that's a big, big dodge right there for the Warriors.
Not sure who came up with the fumble recovery. We'll try to check on that for you. Gravel is going to drop back, throws to the outside, finds Mosier. That's complete. Great move by Mosier to get by his man into the second level to the 35 before he's tackled there, and they'll move the chains.
Yep, that looked just like with the way they started. There's a little quick out and right to the 35 for the Warriors first and 10.
I mean, this offense can move the ball. We've seen that here tonight against this Eagles team, and I bet they're chomping at the bit to get another chance at it here now after they kind of stalled out there a few times in the second quarter. Here's Gravel, a first and 10, hands it off to Brandenburg to the left side. The senior wants to turn the corner and does. Muscles his way out to about the 40-yard line, pickup of about three.
Good, tough 3 yards right there by that young man, Brandenburg. He went off to the left side and got hit right at about the line of scrimmage, but would not be denied and fell forward for three.
8:45 to go in the third quarter. Sidney, 19. Spencer Van Etten-Kander, 14. Waiting for the snap. Gravel goes to the sideline, gets the play, and now brings it in. Good showing by Gravel in his first varsity start here with three touchdown passes, two to Matthews and one to Chabot. Gravel rolls out after the snap, looking to throw, and he does on the run. He's got his man. It's complete to Mosier. Cuts back again, 45-40, into Eagles territory to the 35. Dances his way up to the 32 before he's tackled.
Well, nice play. He loves to go to Mosier because I'm sure Liam's is getting double coverage, so he's going to where he's got the open receiver, and Mosier's not a slouch. I mean, the kid can catch, and he is fast, folks.
Coming up on 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, Sidney leads 19-14 over Spencer Van Etten-Kander. That's the thing for Mosier. Things are going to be there this year for him because of all the attention that Matthews gets. And Mosier is very, very talented, great hands, fast, athletic. So he's going to have a lot of chances to shine.
That's a real big problem from him, I'm sure. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, darn. Like, oh, yeah. Darn. I'm going to have to do this.
Here's the snap. Gravel lost it, picks it up, gets away from a tackler, tries to run back to the line of scrimmage, and maybe a loss of one there. Boy, you almost say, hey, just fall on it and let it go, because he took a lot of punishment there just to pick that ball up.
Yeah, he definitely did. I mean, and there's another case in point right there where the Eagles quarterback tried to do it, and he lost the ball. The kid have lost the ball right there. I mean, second down and 18.
Yeah, that was a loss there. Good job by Gravel to scoop it and try to make something of it. But again, dangerous play as he took a couple of good licks on that to get over to the sideline. 7:10 to go, third quarter. Sidney leading 19-14. Gravel drops back, tries to go to Chabot through his hands. Incomplete. Third down coming.
The middle linebacker had that red. That was going to be interesting right there because that was going to be a collision and a half, folks, right there. Chabot catches that ball, and then he's going to put his head down, and obviously the linebacker is going to bring it too, so that would have been interesting, but he dropped the ball.
I like Sidney getting Chabot involved because
for
his size, he's so athletic, and he's just so hard to bring down because of that size.
I mean, this is a guy that was on the offensive and defensive lines last year,
yeah.
You know, that is now in the backfield.
Third down and probably about 20 to go from the looks by the chains. Gravel steps up in the pocket. He's got time, and it's intercepted. Tried to throw over the middle there, looking for Mosier. Picked off here by the Eagles. We got a flag on the play. Interception was by Joel Doherty here for the Eagles.
Yeah, Knight threw that right into coverage. Like Nate said, folks, he had over the top and underneath, and the underneath defender picked it off.
Gravel frustrated there. as he was looking for Mosier. Good job by the Eagles defense. We do have a flag on the play. Let's see what this does, though. Is it going to take away the interception? Or was it? No, it was afterwards.
Yeah,
yes.
I think it was afterwards, so I'm not quite sure what it was, but they're marking it off. So they're going to have the ball right at about their 21-yard line.
And so the Eagles will take over after the interception thrown by Gravel. Doesn't take away from the great night he's had. Three TDs so far, but that's his first pick. We'll see how he bounces back from that. So a turnover, a fumble by the Eagles, goes back to the Warriors. They throw an interception. Let's see what the Eagles can do here with 6:56 to go here in the third quarter. It's 19-14. Sidney still in the lead over visiting Spencer Van Etten-Kander.
You did say that earlier once they made that change, Nate. You talked about maybe did they expose something in the defense for the Warriors, and they're getting some big yardage downfield.
Hand off to Nick Thomas here. Nice move. Sidney had him in the backfield, but he gets into that second level. Picks up about 3 yards, turned nothing into something there.
Yeah, real nice run right there by Nick Thomas on the trap play on the right-hand side. And gets, like Nate said, about 3 yards. We'll bring up second down and 7.
Clock still moving here at Alumni Field in Sidney. 6.5 to go in the third. It's 19-14. Warriors on top of the Eagles. This is one is shaping up to be a good one. After Sidney came out, they led 19-0. It's been 14 straight points by the Eagles, and now both teams have kind of gone into a stalemate. Sutherland's going to pass outside to Thomas. Good for about 4 yards before he's pushed out of bounds on the right side as the Eagles go right to left.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people over on that sideline, and looked like they were going to keep pressing to try to get to the sticks, but I think the Warriors stopped them just shy of it. It'll be second down and two, or third down and two, excuse me.
You know, you wonder if some of the Eagles' nerves, just jitters, first game of the season, because after those first couple of drives, they've really settled in nicely here.
Okay, so now what is going on? Okay, so he went the wrong way. That's what happened. That threw me off.
Oh, the chain gang.
The chain guy went the other way, and I was like, wait a minute, what happened? So third down and two, like I said.
Yep, third and two with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Sutherland's going to drop back, flushed out of the pocket. Is he going to run for the 2 yards? He's going to try. He's got it, and he's out to the 40, maybe to the 42 before he's pushed out of bounds. I was wondering if he was going to just tuck it and run. He hasn't done it in a while. Moves the chains.
Yeah, he's definitely athletic enough to do that. And I'll tell you what, that makes extra pressure on that cornerback out there. Does he stay with the receiver, or do I go make the tackle? Because if you go to make the tackle, he's going to throw it over the top.
The Eagles coaching staff said that when Sutherland went to the Section 4 combine, he had some of the best numbers there. So that was really one of his coming out parties. To a lot of people out of the area, was at the Section 4 combine.
Wow.
Sutherland drops back, wants to throw again. A beautiful ball up into the night sky. He's got a receiver through the hands there of the intended receiver, Haynes, and it falls down to the turf.
Yeah, number 32 did everything that he could on that play except bring the ball down with him and incomplete pass.
Hunter Haynes was there. The pass was there. He just couldn't quite bring it in. Brings up a second and 10 with 5:55 to go in the third. It's 19-14. And so Eagles taking their time here. It's kind of become a game, you know, a chess game here of field position at the moment. As both teams, because if Sidney scores, nice little cushion for them. Mm-hmm. If the Eagles score, they take the lead. We got a whole new look in this ball game. Little handoff here, and boy, the Sidney defense trying to bring that young man down. So he runs to the outside, maybe a gain of one or two there for Alex Morris. He had to earn it.
Number 44, Alex Morris, got absolutely pummeled at the line of scrimmage, but he didn't stop. He got knocked back about 2 yards, but he kept his feet and got back to the line of scrimmage. So third down and 10.
And so the Eagles nearing midfield, going right to left. They're in the white tops, the purple pants, and the black helmet. Sydney's in the all gray with the white and the maroon trim. Waiting for the snap here. Here is Sutherland. Drops back, rolls to his right, wants to throw. This one is tipped, and they'll pass it. Ooh, a big-time hit there at the 45-yard line. And off the bottom of the pile there is Hunter Haynes. He's short of the first down as he got hit real hard by two Warriors.
Boy, I'll tell you, I think he put his knee down way back by the line of scrimmage, and the referees let it go. And you're right, Nate, he did get hit hard, and it's fourth down and a long six for the Eagles. The ball will be spotted on about the 46-yard line.
Looked like McEwen and Brandenburg in on that tackle. That's two guys I wouldn't want to run into.
Nope. Looks like they're going to go. No, wait a minute. Oh, they got a guy back to punt, I think.
Mosier is going to backpedal to about the Sidney 25-yard line, and Sexton will punt this one away. Doesn't get a lot of foot on it. It's going to take a Sidney bounce and bounce out of bounds at the 38-yard line. So Sidney will take over going left to right. Flag on the play after it rolled out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that somebody said something that they shouldn't have said, and we're going to have unsportsmanlike.
So we'll see which side it's on. Oh, there's another one.
Another one.
Boy. And so both of those are well after the play.
Oh.
And it's going to have to be, well, he took his helmet off, and that's usually a no-no.
Two unsportsmanlike against the Warriors.
That's certainly going to hurt. Let's see how far this marches him back.
He just threw the football. I thought he threw another flag. I was like, man, they're going to run out of them.
Yeah. So this is the Warriors would have had the ball at the 38. So
yeah,
two unsportsmanlike penalties. And this is going to march them way back here to the 20, about the 21-yard line is where we're seeing the spot here. So from the 38 to the 21, that was just the first penalty. So now they're going to march off another one. This is going to put Sidney right back by the goal line.
Yeah, it is.
Well, about the 8, it looks like.
I mean, it's going to just extend the field on this drive. Fortunately, they hadn't marked the play, and, you know, they were already in first down or whatever. It was on the turnover of downs. But the Warriors are going to have to go a length of the field here.
And so two unsportsmanlike penalties hurt the Warriors. That's a tough spot to be in. You would have been at the 38 in pretty good field position, and now you're all the way back down, pinned inside your own 10-yard line with 4:26 to go in the third quarter. It's Sidney 19, Spencer Van Etten-Kander 14. And so here is Sidney with Nick Gravel. Snap is low. He's going to hand it off to Brandenburg. He's going to run it right up the middle. This will help get some yardage back. And up to the 25-yard line. Huge run there for Sidney. I believe that was Brandenburg. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile there. No, it was not Brandenburg. I think that was Harrington. Yes,
oh,
that was Harrington.
Harrington with a nice run right there. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Good for first down yardage.
So Harrington with a good run. They're going to hand it off to him again. Left side, Harrington into the second level. 35-40, Zach Harrington. Where is this coming from, folks? March those penalties off. He gets it back in two runs.
Yeah, real nice job. He's picked up about, I'm going to say, 25, 30 yards, and the ball is now on the 40-yard line.
Harrington, the junior, getting it done here. 3:50 to go in this third quarter. They're back up to the 40-yard line. Another handoff to Harrington into the second level. He's at the Sidney S into the Eagles territory, brought down at the 44 with a run right up the gut. Wow.
You said it, Nate. They are. They're just giving him the ball and saying, do what you can, young man, and he is. He's got three consecutive carries for first down yardage. The ball is now into the Eagles territory.
Are they going to go back to him again? Yes, they call his number again. Flag on the play. He's tripped up at the 40. Lost the football. Eagles have it. And let's see what that flag is first. But he lost the ball, and the Eagles did come up with it on the fourth straight time they went to him.
Yep, that was real quick. Real quick, we saw the flag, and then the fumble happened. So we'll see what the referee says here.
And this one's going to be against the Eagles. Wow.
A little dodge bullet by the Warriors right there. So they will probably keep the ball here.
Just reminds
after
me
the
of
the mark off.
That was like they were at the casino. Go again. Hit me again. I mean, they were just four straight times they went to him.
Keep going.
So Harrington there, real great effort.
Yeah, real nice job.
So they are at the 40-yard line now, going to be a first and five. And Gravel is in the shotgun. Chabot, the fullback, and to the left side is Harrington. Fumble here. Gravel's going to fall on it this time.
Yeah, nice play by that right there by Gravel. He knew right what he had to do right there. He didn't try to do too much and bring up second down and 10.
Clock moves down as we come up on 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Sidney Warriors leading the Spencer Van Etten-Kander Eagles 19-14. Ball is at the Eagles 45-yard line. Sidney is going left to right. We'll try to get you some more out-of-town scores. Gravel is going to drop back, throws to the right side. He's got a receiver. It's complete. down to the 20-yard line. That's Kevin McEwen. Good for a Sidney Warriors first down on the right wing side.
Nice little quick out to McEwen, and McEwen with a great catch and run after the catch. Good for first down yardage for the Warriors. The ball will be spotted just outside the 32.
Big time play there, and a great throw from Gravel, finding a wide open Kevin McEwen. 2.5 to go in the third. Gravel, the snap is low. He's going to have to fall on it again. He tries to make the athletic play, picks it up, and he is knocked down right back at the line of scrimmage by that Eagles D-line.
Yep. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, so live for another day. Second down and 10.
Unitego is ahead 16-8 with about a minute to go in the third quarter over Dryden.
16-8, okay.
Unitego, looking forward to seeing them next week and seeing their running back, Leo Temple. Franklin guy who comes over and plays with them, and Shea Barber, I believe, playing quarterback this year. So excited to see the Spartans next week.
Yeah, Coach Mycroni always has those guys ready to play,
yeah,
and especially
sure
if it's for Sidney.
Here's the snap. Gravel drops back, throws to the outside. Pass is complete, I believe, to Mosier, far side. Good for about, no, I think that was Harrington. Yes, that was Harrington. Good for about 4 or 5 yards.
Nice little play to Harrington out to the right side. Not a big gain on the play, but they did pick up one, so third down and 9.
Mosier wears 5. Harrington wears 6. And with these gray jerseys,
yeah,
those two numbers look.
And they have the same body type style.
It looks pretty similar. So my apologies if we misname anybody here. With a minute 15 to go in the third, it's 19-14. Three wide receivers to the right. Matthews has one-on-one coverage up on that left side. They are kind of leaking somebody over to kind of spy on him a little bit here. Snap is low. Gravel steps into the pocket. He's going for the back of the end zone. Right side, he's got Mosier. Touchdown! Warriors put 6 on the board. Gravel finds Mosier for 6.
Yeah, real nice throw right there. Just over into the corner of the end zone. Over by the flag, American flag, caught for 6 points, and the Warriors draw first blood here.
Yeah, that was great in the second half, and it's 19-14. Well, it was 19-14, now 25-14, excuse me. And so Mosier gets it done, waiting for the extra point here. This could be big. We always talk about, you know, going for 2, the extra points. Both teams have tried to kick here so far tonight, but now Sydney's going to go for 2.
Yeah, Sidney has missed 2 extra points already tonight, so they're trying to recoup that right here.
So Mosier picks up his first touchdown of the evening. They're going to run to the outside, and they're going to come up short. Sidney will not get it as they go for 2. And so with a minute to go in the third quarter, it's Sidney 25 and Spencer Van Etten-Kander 14. We'll take a break and be right back here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
With a minute to go in the third quarter, it is 25-14. The Sydney Warriors on top of Spencer Van Etten-Kander here from Alumni Field in Sydney. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you on WCDO, and Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down on Main Street in our Sydney studio. Leah Matthews will kick off, and they're going to try a little onside kick here. Matthews is going to scoop it up, falls on it at the 40. Did it go the 10 yards? I think it did. And Sidney is going to have the ball at the 40. What a play. Kicked it to himself.
Yep, exactly what he did. He kicked it and fouled it all the way, and as soon as it got to the 50, he grabbed a hold of it, and now the Warriors have the ball back.
I mean, he was there as the ball hit the 40, pretty much. I mean, he just kicked it, ran right along with it, waited for it, and I think everyone else was kind of in awe for a second. and Sidney gets the ball. What a weapon to have, and what a play by Liam Matthews.
Yeah, and I do believe, Nate, I think that's the first special teams play he's been on tonight, and look what happens. Makes it happen anywhere he's out there.
So Walton is ahead of Tioga, 14-13, on the road at the end of the third quarter.
Wow.
I mean, it's a new year, you never know, but Tioga is just always so good. So kudos to Walt. And now Sidney fumbles on the first play here. The Eagles are going to get it right back. Unbelievable.
Yeah, nice little play. Nice little play right there. And got a little, not sure what happened there, but anyways, Fumble the ball, they got it back, and the ball will be spotted at about the 40-yard line of the Eagles.
48 seconds to go in the third quarter, so Sidney gets that onside kick that was so beautiful from Liam Matthews, and then they fumble on the first play of that drive, and the Eagles will get it back, and they got some time to work with late here in the third quarter. Here is Sutherland. He's in the shotgun. Sutherland is going to want to take off here to the left side as the Eagles go right to left. Gets to the 45, lowers his shoulder, gets out to the 50 before Harrington brings him down. It's going to be very close to a first down.
Yeah, it's going to be just shy of it, I think. He's going to be about a yard short, but nice play on first down to the left side, and nice tackle by Harrington to keep him from the first down yardage.
And so with 25 seconds left, will the Eagles get one more playoff here? 25-14. Looks like they'll get one more play in the third quarter. Sutherland. He's got two wide receivers to the right, two to the left, down to 10 seconds left. Sutherland waiting for the snap, barking out the signals. There they go. Sutherland at the 40. He's going to try to go deep. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, still looking to throw. Does throw, tosses it out of bounds with 0.9 seconds left. So they will get one more crack at it here.
One more play in the third quarter here. 0.9 seconds left to go. He just held on the ball as long as he could, and then right at the last minute just threw it away. But it's third down and about 1 yard.
And so they'll have one more chance at it here. And, you know, just we saw it in the second quarter. We've seen it in the third quarter. They can go deep now. They've learned what they need to do. And if they can still execute, you know, they're going to be a deep threat every time they have the ball here now.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, and you know, Sydney's protecting for that. So the flat passes are going to be, you know, they're going to let them have those.
So here is Sutherland. He's in the shotgun. Haynes is in motion. Snap was high, but they're going to hand it off to the outside. And good for about a gain of three. So Spencer Van Attenkander is going to have the ball at midfield as we start the fourth quarter. With the score, Sidney 25, Spencer Van Attenkander 14. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sidney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sidney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sidney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sidney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sidney.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on WCDL and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. 25-14, Sidney leads to Spencer Van Attenkander as we hit the fourth quarter. Tim, maybe a key here for Sidney as they try to lock down this win here on opening night.
Well, they definitely have to do something with the defensive secondary because they're letting the receivers get behind them. And the other thing that they're doing, Spencer Van Attenkander is doing, is they're rolling their quarterback out and letting him make the determination, am I going to run it or am I going to throw it? And a lot of times he just does a little pump pass and then goes over the top. So Sidney's got to be careful of that.
Unitigo, that contest with Dryden is now tied up at 16. The other score I wanted to pass along here was that Moravia leads BG 22-6 as they start the fourth quarter. Sutherland here on the first play of the fourth quarter in Sydney dances across midfield, goes to the right side, across the 40 to the 39 before he's brought down. And there's that speed on the ground.
Yeah, real nice play. Almost got the first down yard. Oh, he did get it. He did get first down yardage, but he was brought down on the play by the safety, Liam Matthews.
So the Eagles, with a lot of time left to work with here as we start the fourth quarter, Sydney 25, Spencer Van Etten-Kander 14, Eagles with the ball and a big opportunity here. Sutherland is in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Man in motion, they're going to hand it off to him. He'll run to the outside. Sydney defense ripping through. They'll bring him down in the backfield. Kevin McEwen came through as well as a couple other players here for Sydney. I think that was Wyatt Kipp as well who got his fingertips on him.
Yeah, Kevin McEwen did a really nice job, spun the rusher in the backfield, and he was running backwards, and then all of a sudden he got tackled by Kipp.
So the ball at the 40. A lot of new faces out there on the Sydney defense. We're kind of learning them here tonight as they get some of their first varsity action in a tight one here between the Warriors and the Eagles. It's 25-14 with 10:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball to the outside. Eagles trying to run. Nowhere to go as the Sydney defense sniffs that one out. On the ground there was Hunter Haynes.
Yeah, number 36 with a gain of about 2 yards. It'll bring up third down and 10.
And so the ball at the 38-yard line, they're in Sydney territory. The Eagles with the white tops, the purple pants, and the black helmets, kind of a Unadilla Valley look here for the Eagles of Spencer Van Etten-Kander. Been a combined program for the last couple of years. Of course, Spencer Van Etten, one school, Kander, another. And here is Sutherland, wants to look over the middle. He's got a receiver, picked off! And here come the Warriors. This one is Mosier. He picks it off. He gets back up to midfield and down to the 45-yard line into Eagles territory. A big play there from Mosier.
Yeah, that's the first time that I've seen Sutherland with a bad throw, and he actually had a guy open. He just overshot him.
Yeah.
And Mosier said, thank you very much, took the ball back into Eagles territory where it'll be spotted first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors at the 44.
Big-time play there from Peyton Mosier. Boy, he caught that ball. Picked it off, and it was like he was shot out of a cannon down that right sideline. That was fun.
He saw the goal line. He was trying to get all the way down there.
9:52 to go in the fourth quarter at Sydney 25, Spencer Van Etten-Kander 14. Let's see if the Warriors try to get Liam Matthews a little more involved here. Here is Gravel in the shotgun. Gravel drops back. He's going to hand one off, and he does. Big hit here by the Eagles defense. And that's Harrington on the ground again, gets up to the 40 before he was tackled there by Alex Morse of the Eagles.
Alex Morse with a great form tackle right there. Once he met Harrington, Harrington went no further, but he did pick up 5 yards, so second down and 5.
See if Sydney tries to chew a little clock here on this drive. They're already in Eagles territory after the interception by Peyton Mosier, and now we're going to have a false start called by the back judge here against Sydney.
Yep, they're just gonna give back what they just gained, so it'll bring up second down and a little more than 10.
So this will back up the Warriors here. Make sure you stay tuned after the game. We'll recap all the scoring, get you some out-of-town scores, as well as do our offense, defense, and all-purpose awards. First ones of the year. Gravel is going to throw out here to Liam Matthews. He's at the 40. Matthews trying to dance his way through, gets to the 35 and is tackled there. But still, a pickup of probably about 10 or 12 yards going to bring up a third and short here for the Warriors.
Yeah, nice little swing pass out to your playmaker and see what he can do. And we got to see a little fancy footwork right there. Good for positive yards and third down and short.
Yeah, Liam just on that sideline. It doesn't matter if he doesn't have a lot of room. He just finds a way. Gravel here on third and short, wants the throw. He's got a receiver. It's complete to Mosier. Turns the corner on the right side. 20, 15, 10, cuts it back. Peyton Mosier, a Sydney Warriors touchdown with 8.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Peyton Mosier with a real nice athletic play over on the right-hand sideline. Little out pattern. Good hit, good throw by Gravel, and he took it to the house.
So about a 35-yard TD throw there. For Gravel, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 touchdown passes for Gravel. Holy smokes. In his varsity debut here with 8.5 to go. It's Sydney 31 and Spencer Van Etten-Kander 14.
You got 2 to Mosier, 2 to
Matthews and one to Chabot.
One to Chabot. Extra point by Pommettier is up and good. 8.5 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 32-14. We'll step away. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Sydney will kick off here with 8.5 to go in the fourth quarter with a fresh touchdown from Peyton Mosier. It's 32-14. And here is Sutherland, cuts through traffic. Sutherland's going to try to get to midfield, and he does. He's brought down at the 48 just before he was going to get into Sydney territory. A nice run back there by the Eagles. Just a quick out-of-town score update. BG's got on the board here. They trail with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They trail Moravia 22-14. Okay. So the Bobcats making it the game. And last check we had was that Walton was still ahead 14-13 over Tioga on the road.
That'd be a good game to be watching right now.
I think what's more impressive is just you got to go out to Tioga.
Right.
Teams from here never do well out there. And they're putting up a heck of a battle. That's great.
Walton Warriors showing a little power right now.
Yeah, well, they didn't lose anybody from that team that made the sectional semifinals last year. And that whole line they had was sophomores. You have Dylan Jacob at quarterback. They're going to be tough in D this year for sure.
Yeah, they're always tough.
Like to know how that Green and Deposit Hancock game is going right now. We'll have to check. You know, Green still has Nate Erickson. Oh, they're going to be tough too. So,
yeah, definitely. That's another real good athlete here in our area.
Timeout is taken here on the field, I believe, by Spencer Van Etten Kander.
Yep.
And so it's Sydney 32, Spencer Van Etten Kander 14. Again, stay tuned for the post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And, you know, we'll just recap this one. And we'll talk about what we're going to do next week. It looks like Windsor hosting DH on Friday for us. It's just one of those weird weeks where a lot of the normal teams that we cover are all playing Saturday. We'll have Unitego and Sydney next Saturday here, a 1:30 game. So mark that on the calendar. You don't want to show up here Friday night.
No
There'll
Friday
be nobody
night
here.
Lights
yeah.
next week, folks. No Friday night lights. Well, at Alumni Field.
Right.
So we'll be over in Windsor Friday night. Like.
Yeah, just next week, next Friday, all the teams that we cover, the Delhi's, the Waltons, Unitego, BG, everybody is either super far away or they're playing on Saturday. So that's what we had. So the Eagles now will pick it up here out of this timeout with 8:20 to go. Sutherland's going to try to keep it himself, gets to the Sydney S on the left wing side as they go left to right, and he's tackled there. Warriors defense trying to clamp down here on Sutherland.
A little interesting play right there. It looked like he was going to do like a play-action pass kind of thing, and then he just decided to keep it at the last minute. Picked up about 4 yards. It'll bring up second down and six, and the ball is spotted at the 50-yard line.
8 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 32, Spencer Van Etten Kander 14. And here on the Sydney S at midfield, Sutherland, who has done a tremendous job since coming in at quarterback, steps up, throws, got his receiver. It's good. And that goes to the guy who started tonight at quarterback, Matt Byrne. He's tackled after a gain of 5, left wing side.
Okay, Matt, so we want you to go play wide receiver, and we're going to let him throw the ball to you. You know, it's really worked. I mean, it's a definitely great move by the Brain Trust for the Eagles, and they scored points, and
they're still moving the ball against Sydney, and it's now going to be third down and a long three.
You wonder if this is something that they practiced so that they know they can do this. It certainly seems that way. But, boy, interchangeable parts. It's great.
Well, we also talked about them getting the ball in his hands another way. Well, this is the way they're doing it, but he's actually distributing the ball a lot more from that.
Sutherland is going to rush out of the pocket here, and he gets to the right wing side. He's up to the 35, down to about the 31. The play was kind of broken, and he ends up picking 20 yards up out of it.
Yeah, it's like I said before, Nate. You know, they run him out to the side, either the right or the left, and then he comes out and he makes a determination. Am I going to run the ball or am I going to throw it? And right there he ran it and got first down yardage and first and 10.
Besides the interception, from what we've seen here tonight, great decision maker. Really can do anything you need him to do. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 32, Spencer Van Etten-Kander 14. Waiting for the snap. Here is Sutherland. Drops back. He's got a receiver on the far side. He's going to throw one up into the night sky. Touchdown, no, through the hands of Byrne. He was wide open. He beat the coverage and just couldn't hold on.
Yeah, Byrne had two people trailing him on that play, and I'll tell you what, that was a well-thrown ball right there by Mr. Sutherland, but Byrne couldn't bring it in.
Wow, great throw. He really sold that one well, and Byrne just couldn't bring it in. He'll want that one back.
Yeah, Sutherland came all the way over to the right hash and just was looking to the right side, and at the last minute he went to the left, and Byrne was wide open, just dropped the ball.
So clock down to 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. This is going to be a 2nd and 10 here for the Eagles as they go left to right. They are at the Sydney 36-yard line. Sutherland has some guys coming after him. Here they rip him down in the backfield. Good job by the Sydney defense, punching his way through. I think it was Kyle Wheeler. Yes, yeah. Kyle Wheeler.
Yeah, nice play by that young man right there. He was in the backfield immediately, blitzed from his linebacker spot, outside linebacker spot, and got to the quarterback, loss of about four yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and 14.
Had to wait for him to get off the bottom of the pile there to see who it was, but a good play there by Wheeler. First time we've mentioned his name tonight, but he's been in on a lot of tackles, kind of those, you know, second guy in type of situations. And here is the rollout for Sutherland. Matthews was coming for him, tosses one up, pass is complete. Let's see. Yes, a catch at the 10-yard line. And I believe that was Devin Beach who was able to bring it in. No, not Beach. Excuse me, Alex Morse with the catch.
Alex Morse with a nice little catch and a real nice throw over to the left-hand side by Sutherland. Good for first down yardage. The ball will be spotted at about the 12-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
Boy, and Matthews was coming on the rush on the backside, and he was really close to Sutherland, but Sutherland saw it and got it off just in time. Eagles trying to get on the board here late in the fourth quarter. They'll throw it across the middle. They have a man complete, and he's in for the touchdown. There he is, Alex Morse with 5:09 to go. A touchdown for the Spencer Van Etten-Kander Eagles, and it's 32-20.
Nice design play right there, fake to Morse, and then Morse is the one that catches the ball at the goal line. 6 points for the Eagles, and here's the extra point.
So Sutherland throws his second touchdown pass, and this one goes to Morse. So they're going to go here for the extra point. Are you surprised they're not going for two? Trying to get back into this a little bit. Nope, they're just going to try to kick the extra point. They do. It is up and through. Extra point's good. 5:09 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney, 32. Spencer Van Etten-Kander, 21. We'll be back here on WCDO.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:09 to go in the fourth quarter at Alumni Field here in Sydney. It is the Sydney Warriors leading the Spencer Vanette and Kander Eagles 32-21. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along for the first game of the season. I see Ben Patton down there with his camera, which means there's going to be some great photos in the Walton Reporter this upcoming week, so make sure you check that out. The Eagles try the onside kick, and Sydney is not fooled, as scooping it up there was Anthony Giardinello.
And they came right out of the huddle. The muddle huddle is what they call it. And they just came right out of the huddle and kicked it and almost got it, but nice recovery by the Warriors. They'll start this possession at the 50.
Yeah, should be some good photos going back at that point. The reporter always has great photos when Ben is around at a game, so make sure you pick up a copy of that this week. Definitely worth it. So Sydney now with 5 minutes to go, a 32-21 lead. Here is Gravel at midfield. Sydney going right to left. They're going to change the play, it looks like. Chabot is at fullback. And the snap was low. They're going to hand it off to Harrington, and he is met there by a wall of Eagles. They bring him down for a loss.
Yeah, a loss of about two or three right there on that play. The Eagles, almost like they knew the play. They were in the backfield immediately.
Shane Finaudi was right there for the tackle for Spencer Vanette and Kander. But the clock is moving. 4:45 to go. And if you're Sydney here, you're trying to chew up as much as you can, I think.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, they're in the mode right now where they're just going to try to take as much clock away as they can, and they'll probably start to play about 10 seconds.
Play clock is down to 10. Gravel has Harrington in motion from left to right. Now he's on his right hip. Play clock at 5. They'll hand off to Harrington. He hits the hole, gets across midfield, bounces back to the right side. He's about 2 yards short of a first down. It gets to the 42. They're into Eagles territory.
Nice little secret weapon, Mr. Harrington, right here, because all of a sudden he came into the second half, and they let him run like four times, and he got first down yardage on every single play.
He's been great.
But he fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
But anyways, now he's still doing it, and he got about 7 on that play, bring up a third down and a long 3.
Clock at 3:50 to go. Sydney 32 and SVEC 21. Gravel is going to drop back. He throws one up. He's got Kevin McEwen just a little bit too far in front of him, maybe about a yard or two for an incomplete pass. Clock stops with 3:42 to go.
Nice little play right there because it was well designed because Matthews ran off the safety and the receiver did a little bench move on the sideline and almost, like Nate said, was very close to being caught for a big gain.
Sydney leading 32-21, trying to put a stamp on the start of the 2019 season with a victory. Gravel looks over to the sideline. Play clock is down to 10. Game clock not moving here. Now it's at 5. And looks like they're going to let it go all the way down and take a timeout. So we're going to step away here for 30 seconds with the score Sydney 32. Spencer Vanette and Kander 21. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back here, folks, with 3:42 to go in this fourth quarter at Sydney 32. Spencer Vanette and Kander 21. Sydney has the ball trying to chew up some clock here after taking that timeout. And I'm sure just wanted to talk with Coach Matthews, offensive coordinator Aaron Zurn, and say, okay, got to be smart here. If anything happens, don't panic. Boy, this Unitego-Dryden game, Dryden leads 24-16, but they're kind of playing a game of hot potato there with turnovers. So that's a good one to watch if you're up there in Wells Bridge right now. 3:42 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney, play clock at 10. Gravel waiting for the snap. Drops back here. Wants to throw to the outside and does. Gets it to Cameron Chabot. Chabot lowers his shoulder. Is he going to get the first down? He does. Move the chains, and Sidney keeps the drive alive.
He told the referee it was the first down. He got, after getting tackled, he tumbled forward and gets up, and he points right away. He goes, that's the first down, sir. That's the first down.
Well, it was very close there.
It was very close.
With 3:25 left, and this is going to allow them to keep the drive alive and keep chewing up some time here. That was a big spot there for Chabot. He knew he had to get those yards. Gravel in the shotgun. Now we'll hand it off here to Harrington. Right up the gut, and he just has a knack for finding that hole. He's brought down, but should be good for a first down across the 30.
Kind of a small kid. Quick feet. You know, just really good job. Gets behind those big linemen and hides a little bit. And then when he's ready to go, he takes off, and too late.
2:50 to go. Clock is still moving. Sidney, 32. Spencer Van Etten-Kander, 21. Ball is at the 30-yard line. Sidney taking their sweet time here as the play clock ticks down and is at 10 now. Snap. Gravel drops back. He's at the 40. Throws over the middle. Complete here to Chabot. Chabot rumbles down to the 20 and is brought down at the 17 here for the Warriors.
Wanted to keep in bounds right there, but it looks like they said it. He got out, so they stopped the clock on that play. I thought he was in bounds. Oh, they're running it.
So it's going to go down to about the 17-yard line here, and Sidney is content. You know, if they punch one in here, that would be the icing on the cake, but they are in a really good position here in the driver's seat late in this game, trying to go to 1-0 on the season. They hand off to Harrington. He sees some daylight. Going to be close to a first down. I think he's got it across the 10, and they are deep in Eagles territory now with under 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Just little quick hitters to that little guy, and he gets 8-9 yards every time. I mean, it's just amazing how he's doing this, but second down and long one.
You know, usually you see those guys hit the hole, they get blasted back, might get through every once in a while, but here he is again, and he'll push the pile forward. He's across the 5 down to about the 3 with a minute and a half to go. Sidney leading 32-21 here in the fourth quarter, but been really impressed with him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, out of nowhere, all of a sudden this kid comes into play in the second half, and they give him the ball to see what you can do. Like, he's shown what he can do, that's for sure.
Always amazing to me, where were these guys last year? They were just on the sideline, ready, licking their chops, saying, hey, let me in,
and
coach.
Usually we're talking about Tioga when we say this, when it's a running back, because they always are wrestlers.
Yes.
I think Harrington's a wrestler.
Yes, yeah. Waiting for the snap. He's going to hand one off. Harrington is in for the touchdown with 55 seconds to go, and Sidney puts another 6 on the board.
Nice job. Give that young man a lot of props right there and let him carry it into the end zone. I like that play calling right there. He's worked really hard in the second half.
So a touchdown here. This is the first running touchdown for Sidney. So Zach Harrington, and they will look to kick the extra point here. Sidney leading a 38-21. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the wrestling thing kind of brought this up. I believe his family moved away and then came back.
Okay.
So maybe he wasn't here the last couple of years,
okay.
And now that's why we're seeing him jump. We'll have to ask Coach Matthews.
You answered your own question.
I must have, yes. So he wasn't here last year standing on the sideline saying, hey, let me in, Coach.
Okay, gotcha.
So I do remember that story during the wrestling season. Extra point by Palmateer. The lefty is up and good, and it's Sidney, 39, and Spencer Van Etten-Kander, 21, 55 seconds to go after the rushing touchdown there from Zach Harrington. We'll step away. We'll be right back here on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sidney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sidney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sidney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sidney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sidney.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away.
This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. After the rushing touchdown there from Zach Harrington, it's Sydney 39, Spencer Manette and Kander 21. Post-game show will be coming up here. Sydney is going to start off the season 1-0 after this win at home, and they'll be taking on Unitigo next Saturday afternoon here at Alumni Field, a rare day game for the Sydney Warriors. Ball is going to be picked up here by the Eagles, back by their own 12-yard line. Your little miscommunication there. The ball was right on the sideline. Did it go out? Then the player picked it up, came back in, got tackled. Either way, that's where the Eagles will start off.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. The ball just kept rolling down there, and I thought the kid was going to let it go out of bounds, but then I think he felt pressure from the Warriors, so he picked it up. But then the referee blew the whistle after he took the ball like two more yards up the field, so I don't know.
Going to have a lot of choices here for our post-game awards. A lot of guys putting up some big numbers today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's going to be some really, really tough ones tonight.
Nick Gravel throwing five touchdowns.
Five touchdown passes.
Varsity debut.
Varsity debut, yep.
Must be something about you just put on the Warriors jersey and that magically happens for you. I mean,
well, I mean, it's the program. I mean,
yeah.
It's been how many years that you've seen this going on and on and on and on, and you've grown up watching Darren and Ryan and everybody, you know, and now it's your turn. Well, go out and show us you can do it, and he's done that.
So here is Spencer Manette and Kander with 52 seconds left, going left to right. They are pinned deep in their own end, starting on about their own 12-yard line. They're going to hand it off, and they will not quit here. They'll hand it to Morse. He goes to the 30, out to the 40 before he is shoved out of bounds, and the Eagles are going to fight to the final whistle here. Nice play there.
Give these kids a lot of credit. There is no quit in them, that's for sure.
And so 45 seconds left. The Eagles will move it up near midfield. This ball is going to be spotted at about the 43-yard line. So here, I do have an update finally on that Green and DH game. Green 35, DH 20, about 4 minutes left in that ball game. So it looks like the Trojans might get away with a victory there. They tried to throw deep to Morse here back in the Sydney and Spencer Manette and Kander game. Ball is incomplete.
Yeah, well covered by the Warriors on that play right there. But Morse coming from the fullback spot all the way down the field, you know, 35, 40 yards down the field. So they're trying to expose the Warriors' secondary.
38 seconds left, and boy, that worked so well for them in the second and third quarter. Kudos to Spencer Vanette and Kander. Down 19-0, cut it to 19-14. I mean, this was a heavyweight battle for a lot of this before Sydney pulled away. So 45 seconds left. Sutherland, who has played tremendously here tonight, will drop back, and we'll have a flag and a whistle on the play.
False start against Kander. Spencer Vanette and Kander, excuse me. And that'll move them back 5 yards. It'll be second down and 15.
Still 24-16, Dryden on top of Unitigo up there in Wells Bridge tonight at the U. It's been back and forth, a couple of turnovers on downs, an interception, a fumble. So those two teams battling out. Yeah, pretty good game there. And still 22-14 down in BG.
You getting those updates from your canoe partner?
Yeah, no, he's... Don't ask Pac-Man to run a camera and text me. No way. So, no, had a couple other feeders up there tonight at Unitigo. So, Eagles will throw to the outside. Pass is complete there to Byrne and knocked out of bounds.
Picked up about 6 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and 7.
Yeah, we'll be seeing old Pac-Man down here next week running the camera as he does.
Yep.
Or has the last couple
sitting
of years.
Sitting in a lawn chair down at the
bottom. He loves doing it. He really does. And his second son is a senior this year. So he had two boys. And number two is a senior this year. So he's enjoying that, running the camera there for the U. 30 seconds here left. And Spencer Manette and Kander on a third down is going to try to throw it to the left wing side. We're going to have some pass interference. As Byrne was at the 35-yard line and got tangled up there.
Yeah, there was a lot of shirt pulling right there. I think both of them were doing it. I'm going to see how they make this call.
Yeah, that's true. There was some pulling both ways there, I think. And I think
marking it off against the Warriors.
So the ball's going to come up to about the 45-yard line here. 25 seconds to go. Sydney is going to win this one. They're ahead 39-21. Waiting for the line to get set here for the Eagles. And here is the snap. Two wide receivers to the right, to the left. Sutherland drops back. Wants to toss one up towards the end zone. Here's a high lofting ball. Another pass interference here. This one on Harrington. He got tied up with Thomas of the Eagles down there.
Yeah,
there's seconds left.
It looks like to me that's what they're trying to do is they're just running into the defenders. It looked like Harrington was just trying to get out of the way. He wasn't even really playing the ball or anything. He was just trying to not commit the penalty, and
yeah,
the flag was thrown.
I think Thomas sold it pretty well, too. They're going to mark this one off, and the chains will move. Boy, they didn't move it far, so something else was called here. That was only about 5 yards.
Yeah, it's different.
So they didn't call the pass interference. The flag must have been elsewhere. With 18 seconds to go, Sydney leading 39-21. Eagles battling to the final whistle here. Sutherland outside throws, passes complete, and rumbling down to the 10-yard line here is Colden Foster with 9 seconds left. That will stop the clock.
Yep, nice little play out there to the right-hand side. Rolled out to the right with the quarterback and let him pick his receiver, and he hit him right between the numbers.
So a good crowd here tonight as we will have a timeout taken on the field by the Warriors, it looks like. Coach Matthews talking things over with the defense. So a good crowd here tonight. We'll keep it right here. And a good opening night win for the Warriors.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, like you said before, they started off, it looked like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be not good. But give the credit to the Eagles. They stuck with it, and they came back and got it to a 5-point game. And then later on in the second half, the Warriors started to get it back together again, and they haven't answered today in the second half.
Well, you can see when this offense is clicking, they're going to be fun to watch again this year for sure. Dryden has scored another touchdown to take a 2-TD lead late in that game on Unitigo, so it looks like the Spartans, barring a miracle, might come up late, a little short up there in Wells Bridge tonight. 9 seconds left as the Eagles... This could be the final snap of the game here. Sutherland in the shotgun, three wide receivers to the right. Rolls out to the left side, looks to turn the corner. Is he going to get there? No. He is brought down at about the 5-yard line, and that is not quite going to do it. We got less than a second left on the clock, and looks like the Eagles are going to get one more play.
But they immediately called timeout. They want to put this ball in the end zone.
Yeah, they do.
I don't blame them. I said, these kids worked hard all game long.
Yeah.
Let them try. You just hope that something dumb doesn't happen here, you know, like somebody get hurt or whatever.
Yeah,
in a play like this. But
well, you never know too, some of those zany playoff tiebreaker type
mm-hmm.
things, you
right.
know, you could do points for and stuff and points against, so point differential can go a long way sometimes, so they might want to get these points here. With 1 second left, this will be the last play of the game. Sutherland rolls out to the right side, there's the buzzer. Can he get to the end zone? He does. He crosses the line, and it's a touchdown for Spencer Van Etten-Kander, and Sutherland finds a way to get it done.
And there is a Sydney Warrior down right now. I think he just got the wind knocked out of him, but we'll see.
So Sutherland with a 5-yard TD run will make the score 39-27, I believe, here. And at the final horn here, Tim, I don't think, will they go? They're not going to do any extra point or anything. Am I correct?
I'm going to say I thought they still
did. I thought they still did. I don't
thought,
know.
Oh, the kid's up. No, he still is down, isn't he?
Yeah, we do have a hurt player down on the field here. So we'll hope that everybody is okay.
It looked like he got a stinger because what happened was his, the quarterback, when he jumped in the air, I think he got his arm and extended it maybe a little bit or whatever, but he went down right away.
So we'll keep it right here, see if this injured player is okay, and we will see if, no, they are not going to do any
no.
extra point or anything. They're going to shake hands.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it. That's going to be our final score here tonight. Sydney 39, Spencer Van Etten-Kander 27. So the Sydney Warriors get a big win at home to open the season. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the post-game show, give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, and wrap this game up. Again, Sydney wins their home opener 39-27 over Spencer Van Etten Kander. We'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, you will find brand name mattresses in all sizes and styles, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you are sure to find just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power base. The catalog outlet has an adjustable power base to fit anyone's budget with queen size starting at only $399. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. Offering the best for less since 1989, the catalog outlet's three locations are open 7 days a week, or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Sydney's Alumni Field. The Sydney Warriors defeating Spencer Van Etten Kander 39-27. Let's go through our scoring summary here first, as it was a busy night on the score sheet. All the way back to the first quarter, it was new quarterback Nick Gravel finding Liam Matthews for a 20-yard touchdown throw to start the game. Sydney led 6-0. Then Gravel found Cameron Chabot for a 15-yard TD. And that was another pass, made it 13-0 at the end of the first quarter. On to the second quarter, Sydney made it 19-0 as Gravel found Liam Matthews for a 35-yard TD bomb. Some great footwork along the sideline there for Liam to make it 19-0. Then the Eagles started to chip away as James Sutherland, the running back, became the QB. He had a 10-yard run. The extra point was good for a touchdown, made it 19-7. And then right before the half, Sutherland, a 5-yard TD pass to Colden Foster, made it 19-14 at the break. Only score in the third quarter was Nick Gravel throwing to Peyton Mosier, a 30-yard touchdown bomb, making it 25-14. And then in the fourth quarter, four touchdowns between the two teams. Gravel found Mosier for, again, a 35-yard TD throw to make it 32-14. And then the Eagles answered. Sutherland was able to find Alex Morse for a 15-yard TD throw, making it 32-21. And then Sydney answered again. Zach Harrington, who had a great night on the ground, a 5-yard TD rush, making it 39-21. And then Sutherland at the buzzer, a 5-yard touchdown rush, made it 39-27, our final score. So back and forth, the Eagles didn't quit, but just a little bit too much firepower from the Sydney offense.
Yeah, definitely. Big props to quarterback Nick Gravel for the Warriors. First game in as a varsity signal caller, and five touchdown passes, absolutely fantastic. And he spread it around. It wasn't to just one person or whatever. You know, he spread the ball around. And then also I want to throw out real big props in the second half to Mr. Harrington. What a phenomenal running job he did in that little stretch where they gave him the ball. I think it was, like you said, Nate, four times in a row. And he got first downs each time. So great job by that young man as well.
Yeah, that was great. Let's get into our three awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, one of Forbes' best banks. You made us great. Forbes made it official. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. And, boy, outstanding offense tonight. What's your vote? Maybe Gravel?
I'm going with Gravel.
Yeah.
Five touchdown passes. You know, really was very poised in the pocket. There was a couple of times he got pressured. He stepped up just like you're supposed to, you know, and he made the right decisions. There was, you know, some things that you could see that he needs to work on, but you know what? Not a bad effort, and five touchdown passes again. Wow.
Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I think this might be a good one for Peyton Mosier. Gets that big interception, which stopped a drive where the Eagles were going full steam ahead. And Mosier also had a great night with those two touchdowns. So kind of an all-purpose slash defense award for him.
Yep, I agree with you there, Nate. Actually, I think Mosier might have had two, but there was that penalty earlier in that same play, so it took it away from him. So he did play very good defense. The Warriors did have a little bit of an issue late in the game or in the middle of the game with pass coverage, so I'm sure they're going to be ironing that out. I'm sure Coach Matthews will be working with them on that this weekend.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Leah Matthews, I think, ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, perfect for him. The onside kick, the two touchdowns, you name it, he does it.
Yeah, he does. And you know, we made the comment during the game that he wasn't in on a lot of special teams plays. You know, I mean, he plays almost every down anyways, but he wasn't playing all the special teams plays. And then all of a sudden you see him out there and he kicks the ball and he fouled it all the way until it got to the 10-yard line mark and he took it. And surprised he didn't take it into the end zone.
I know,
because,
geez.
You know, I mean, it hopped right up to him, and good thing that those guys were paying attention on defense, because they stopped him from scoring.
Well, a great opening win here for the Sydney Warriors, 39-27 over Spencer Van Etten Kander. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios downtown here. And we'll be back here next week. But again, on Saturday, Sydney hosting Unitigo at 1:30. We will have a Friday night game looking like DH at Windsor. And so that'll be a fun Friday night. So we'll have two games for you next week. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, just getting to go to Windsor. I don't, like we talked about earlier, I don't think I've been there in a long, long time. And I know they've made a lot of changes and stuff like that. And I do believe you said turf.
Yeah, just put in turf and great press box there. Nice. So that should be fun next Friday.
Do they have good food?
I don't remember. We're going to have to test that out. That's it. We're going to have to go.
They're supposed to bring it to us.
Yeah, right. Snack bar order, bring it on up. So, Windsor, you got your work cut out for
you. Yeah,
you
got it.
BG ended up losing 22-14 to Moravia. That was down the road. Walton Warriors gave it all they had, lost 23-20 to Tioga. What a battle.
What a way to start your season off. You know, lose a game like that, but you got to take some good things away from it. And one of them is you were on the road and you were playing Tioga Tigers.
Yeah.
You know, you got to really find the positivity in that.
That could be a, you know, sectional semifinal.
Sure.
It could be a sectional final battle down the road. And we'll be talking about, remember back in week one when they had a big fight with each other there. 28-16 with about a minute to go. Unitigo was trailing Dryden up there at the U. So that was a tie ball game, but Dryden took advantage of a couple of turnovers and was able to pull away there from Unitigo from the looks. So, all right, our final score here, 39-27, the Sydney Warriors defeating Spencer Van Etten Kander. Tim, we'll see you next week. Thanks for coming along.
Great, Nate. Thank you very much. And, folks, enjoy your weekend.
Yep, for Tim Cunning, I'm Nate Lull. And we'll see you next week here on CDO Sports. Good night.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It used to be so.